What is up, my beautiful people? It is Jada's Thoughts with the Talk, where we talk about everything. And today, we're going to be talking about the pros and cons of weed. Yeah, I said it, weed. Or I should say marijuana, or however you want to, the proper way is to say marijuana. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about the pros and cons of those things. And before I hop in, I hope you're having a great day, a great night, great evening, or whenever you're listening to this, I just hope you're just having a great day so far. And if you're not, I hope this podcast makes it better because you're beautiful and stay shining, So we're gonna hop right into it. We're always gonna hop right into it, That's the only thing to do. So I want to talk about the weed itself. I feel as though like weed should not be a drug that is abused. And often, many of us, we abuse weed too much. Like we abuse it to the point where when we're sad and we're depressed, we go to weed to fix our problems. But when you really think about it, when you're smoking to avoid your problems, are you really solving your problems? Like, that's a con there. You're abusing it for one, because that's a con. And you're not actually dealing with your problems and your issues. You're smoking it away for you to forget about the pain and forget about what you're dealing with. And that's not good. Because once that high goes away, you feel it all over again. And now here you are again, wanting to smoke again, and you're not able to deal with it. And that's an issue. So that's one of the cons of weed. Is that abusing? And the pro for weed, it could be it helps certain people. I have talked to certain people and asked for their opinions about weed, like does it help them focus in their everyday life? And some say yes, some said no. Some say yes, it helps them in their everyday life. It helps them when they're working. It helps them get through their day a little faster, and it helps them communicate with people, and it helps them with anxiety and such things like that. And I feel as though that is true to a certain extent. It is true. And everybody's body is different, and everybody's tolerance is different when it comes to marijuana. But there's a balance between marijuana when you're abusing it and when you're just actually using it for certain things like anxiety, And it says, and it helps them in their everyday life. But what I think about weed, I used to be a pothead. Don't get me wrong, I used to be a pothead. I used to smoke marijuana almost every day, and I wasn't doing it because I needed it. I was just doing it because I wanted it. And I could say that I was abusing it to a certain extent. I was abusing it. I was just smoking because I was upset or I was sad or just smoking it to eat. And smoking weed to just eat is really bad to the point where if you're smoking marijuana to just eat, you have an issue at that moment because you can't eat on your own, and that's bad. You're abusing it. But hey, I was smoking like crazy often, and I will have these ideas that I want to do when I'm high, and I don't. It's like I have the motivation, but it's like I didn't have the motivation. Like I'll just brush it off. I'm like, okay, when my high is over, I'm gonna go do this, what I was just thinking about, and I don't end up doing it. And it was like I started brushing off a lot of things that I needed to do in my life. Like I just started brushing off the important things that I needed to do, and I felt as though that I wasn't achieving anything because I was too busy wanting to get high and too high out of my mind to do anything. Like I was started while I was high, but I wasn't able to focus on what I was doing because I was too high. And I feel like marijuana is not for people that are struggling in life. And they say it helps me, but is it really helping you? Like there are other ways you could find to solve your situations in life other than weed. You know what I'm saying? And I feel as though if you're not in a great place right now in life, is that you should not be smoking marijuana. If you know that you want more for yourself and you know that you're destined for greater out here, you should not be smoking marijuana, especially if you're a person that's always in their head. You should not, because it's just going to delay your time. I feel like marijuana delays your time in such a way. And It's making you think you're doing something, but in reality, you're not doing anything. You're just smoking your life away. And that's not good. And imagine, you will really be amazed how, if you weren't to smoke and you were to do things that you said that you were going to do, you would probably get a lot more done versus you being too high and too sleepy to do anything. You'll get more done sober. And we can always bring like paranormal. Like I said, other people have different side effects to it, and sometimes it works best for people. But I feel like if you're not in a life that you want to be in, you should not be smoking marijuana. You shouldn't. And I've always thought when I used to smoke marijuana that, okay, maybe it's just because I'm not where I'm exactly wanting to be at in life, and that's why I'm feeling this type of effect with weed, and this is why I'm feeling this feeling. This is why I'm feeling so much in my head, is because I'm not where I want to be at. But I did a social experiment. A social experiment. I haven't smoked weed in such a long time due to my career field. I didn't smoke, but I took a break from my career field, and I was in a place where I wanted to be, you know. I was in a place, I was in a good headspace, and I was on vacation, and I was like, you know what? I want to smoke some marijuana. I regret it, but hey, we all do things that we regret, and I'm not going to beat myself up about it. It's already done, it already happened, and I would not do it again. But I was like, okay, I'm on vacation. And I smoked marijuana. And I thought it was going to make me feel different. I thought because I'm in a place that I've always dreamed to be at. I'm on vacation. I'm living my life. And there's no reason for me to freak out or feel paranormal. Like, there's no reason for me not to feel uncomfortable under the influence. I was wrong. I was totally paranoid. And I totally did not enjoy my high. Maybe for a moment I enjoyed it. But I didn't really enjoy it as if I just didn't enjoy it. And I kind of wonder, it's like, did I not enjoy it because it wasn't just me that I was just smoking, or it was the person I was around? That's some things about marijuana that is too. It's like you can't really smoke marijuana around everybody. Some people rather smoke it by themselves than they smoke it with someone else. And it was like, I don't know. But the moral of the story is that I still felt the exact way when I was in a bad situation. I still felt those thoughts, and I still felt paranoid. And it's just like the marijuana plays mind games on me. It plays mind games and it plays tricks on me. And you'll say it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. And it's not that I can't handle it, because I know my tolerance when it comes to marijuana. If I feel like I'm feeling, well, if I feel it, I'm not gonna hit it no more. I'm just gonna give it a break. I'm done. But it can delay your time when smoking marijuana every day. It can really delay your time. And you could imagine how much time you are letting pass by if you just sit there and smoke, wake and bake from the moment you get up until the moment you lay your head on the pillow. You would know how much time that you have wasted because you decided to smoke your life away throughout your day. And that's not good. We have 24 hours in a day, so there's things that we can do throughout our day, and there's issues that we have to work on. We cannot smoke our life away. We can't do that. We can't abuse the drug of marijuana, because we have to deal with those problems some way and somehow. And it's going to get tiring wanting to smoke every time you feel such pain. It's going to get tiring because you're not actually dealing with it, and it's not going nowhere. Don't you rather deal with the pain and get it all out and do what you got to do and just move forward in life? Because you already got it out, instead of just keep bottling it up. Like, keep bottling it up, man. That bottle's going to crack some way and somehow. It's going to crack. And when they say it cracks when you're least expected, and you don't want that to happen. You don't want that bottle to crack when you're least expected, because that's really going to suck. And They say, man, don't abuse the drug of marijuana. And I know that we be seeing all our favorite artists out here smoking and da da da. Those folks, they got the life they want to live. You know what I'm saying? They got the life they want to live. They got their money. They got their business. They got all of that. So they have every right to want to smoke freely if they want to smoke freely, because they got everything they need and everything they asked for. They got what they wanted. But versus the ones that don't got everything together and we smoking, you think that makes us feel, you think that makes us feel any better? Like, think about it. You're watching your favorite rapper and all of them living their best life, and they're enjoying their bud, they're enjoying their marijuana, but you're slacking in life and you're smoking. It's balances. It's balance, man. If you can balance that, if you can balance smoking marijuana and do what you got to do in life, hey, go for it. I'm not condoning it, but at the end of the day, people are going to do what they want to do in life. And I've heard it helps certain people. It hurts. It helps certain people. But when you come into a realization with yourself and know that you don't need that, when you know that you are powerful and you're way stronger outside of marijuana, that you're unstoppable. You're untouchable and you're unstoppable once you know that you can move daily without it, and how healthier you will feel without it. It may be a struggle to give up when you first wanting to quit, but you have to take baby steps into it. You got to take baby steps. It's like, I'm not saying you could just quit today and then don't expect to smoke for a whole nother 2 months. And you know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be easy, man. You got to take baby steps. Try to avoid it. You have to have self-control within yourself when it comes to this marijuana. And like Khan is, man, like eating it, wanting to, you have to smoke just to eat. That's bad. It delays time. It messes up your memory loss. It kills your brain cells. And it messes up your sleep when you really think about it. And people are like, I get the best sleep when I'm high. Yeah, you probably do. You probably do, man, because you're zooted. You're gone. You're gone. Like, you're passed out, man. Just as you were drunk, man, you're passed out under the influence of marijuana. And that's not good. I just feel like people out there, man, if you don't got your life together, you should not be smoking weed, period. If you don't have everything that you may want, if you don't have all your ducks in a row, I feel like you should not be smoking weed. And don't be like, oh, this weed helping me get through my struggles. No, deal with those struggles. Mature. Stop being immature and dealing with your problems by being under the substance. Like, don't do that. That's not good. You got to be mature, man. You got to be mature in yourself and deal with those problems like an adult. You got to. You got to, because you're never going to get anywhere if you don't deal with those problems. Because what if weed never existed? Like, what if weed just went away? Just think about it. If weed just went away, like, went away. For the people that's out here that smokes, you know what I'm saying? What if it just went away? What would you do? You have no choice but to deal with those issues. Deal with those problems. And some people are like, I come up with the brightest ideas when I'm high. I mean, yeah, that's true. It's true. It's true. But test your mind sober. Test your mind sober. That ain't nothing but the enemy inside of you making you think that you need that marijuana to focus, and you need that marijuana to eat, and you need that marijuana to sleep, and you need that marijuana to mingle with people. That ain't nothing but the enemy trying to get you to smoke more and more and more, because he is now deceiving you into thinking that you need it, but in reality, you don't need it at all. All you need is God. All you need is God to fulfill you. All you need is God to relieve that anxiety. All you need is God for you to have a hunger an appetite on your own and not because you want to smoke. All you need is God is for you to give you a good rest when you go to sleep at night. You don't need those substance. All you need is God when you need motivation within yourself and you want to get through your days. That's all you need is God. But the devil deceives you into thinking that you need that drug and you don't need it. You don't need it. And I understand that weed is natural. Some weed is natural. But the ones you get off the street is not so natural because you don't know who Bobby and Kendra got the weed from. You know what I'm saying? It could have been tampered with. They could have put other stuff inside of it. So it's not so natural, really, if it's from the streets. But unless you're getting it from an actual doctor, that's different. Because some people have a prescription for it. But I feel like those prescriptions they get from doctors, they don't need it. All they need is God. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. The prescription they get from the doctor that is cleaner than the streets, I feel as though they don't even need that. They need God. You know what I'm saying? They got back pains and all this other stuff. Man, they need God. You know what I'm saying? They don't need that weed. You know what I'm saying? I know it may help them in certain ways, but people start to abuse it too in that way. They don't start to just use it because they got back pains. They just use it just to smoke it because in this type of situation that they are in. And that's not good. We got to stay focused. We got to stay locked in. We got to keep a sober mind. We got to train our mind to be bigger than what it is. And stop. We got to stop killing our brain cells. This is our body. We wake up with this body every single day. So why not nourish our body to the fullest? Why not cleanse our body to the fullest? Why not protect our bodies to the fullest? Because this is our body. Health is wealth. And without no health, you can't make no money. None. If you ain't got no health, you can't make no money. Because you're too tired and you're too sick to even get up to make the money. So we got to keep our bodies clean. We got to keep our bodies healthy. That weed is not the way to go. And it's not a flex. It's not a flex, man. It's just not. It's not a flex. It was all funny games when you're in high school and you were going to the parties and you were smoking that bud. But when you get older, you can start to realize, bro, I don't want to smoke this no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm literally getting up every day smoking weed, bro. And I'm high on my body throughout the whole entire day. And I'm not even engaging in reality right now. You're not engaging in reality like you've ever been high out of your body all day long. And when you had to go a certain amount of hours to wait on your plug to get the weed, you now feel in reality and it feels so different. That's not the feelings you want to have, man. It's so much things going on in the world where we have to keep a sober mind. We have to keep a sober mind. So much things going on around. And you don't want to be missed or what God is doing in this year, in this season. We don't want to be missed, and you don't want to be under the influence. You have to keep a sober mind. So you want to tap into reality and stop being high out of your body. We got to do better. And I'm not trying to bash anybody. I'm not trying to judge anyone. This is just some motivational words that I'm trying to give you, like, think about it. Do you really need marijuana? Do you really? And if you're not in a great place in life, do you really think you should be smoking it? Because it's only making it worse. It's only making it worse. It's only making it worse. But everybody has their different opinions about it. I have my opinion about it. You may have yours about it. But these are just some thoughts that you can sit in and talk about it with yourself or with someone. But this is the end of Jada's Thoughts for the Talk, where we talk about everything. And I hope you beautiful people have a great night and a great day. And I'll see you next time.